This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Through a collaborative effort, the first B99 biodiesel terminal in Iowa was unveiled today in Des Moines. The B99 terminal is located at the Pilots Des Moines Travel Center. The terminal is designed for fleet use by PepsiCo and other commercial fleets and was made possible through collaboration with Optimus Technologies. By developing engine technology, which upgrades diesel engines to be able to operate with 100% biodiesel. Eric Phobes is the head of renewables with Pilot and says that customers have asked for lower carbon solutions in trucking, and this terminal helps to provide that.
We have customers through our network that are asking for lower carbon solutions and alternatives to traditional diesel fuel. B99 is a replacement for that diesel fuel through the Optimus Vector system.
Dave Walton of the Iowa Soybean Association says that this demonstration of real-world adoption of high biodiesel blends is a big milestone.
I got involved in the biodiesel industry about 9 years ago, and back then, you'd see a lot of B5 pumps, maybe B10 once in a while. You didn't see B20, and anything above that was unheard of. To stand here today and see B99 come to the point where we're fueling over-the-road trucks with B99 is almost surreal, because we didn't think we'd get from there to here that quickly.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids. When planning for post-emergence weed control, Northwest Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels says the number one problem weed is no secret.
Well, obviously the number one weed out there is water hemp, and it seems like it's growing very rapidly almost everywhere. With the dry conditions that we had, some of these residual products probably didn't get activated properly. So some of these fields are in dire need of attention. The last few days with the calm winds, we're getting a lot of acres sprayed. The other thing that we know is, according to our PFR, Practical Farm Research data, V3 corn is the perfect time to go out there and do a side dressing of nitrogen. So I know it's falling right on spraying season, but that's another important thing to help maximize your yield and be as efficient as possible with your nitrogen program.
For more practical farm research data, visit BexHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.